an email release that is available on casports.com. If you were on the link for this press conference, you should have received that, and you will also receive a recording of today's proceedings following the women's basketball media show, which starts at 1 p.m. I'd like to thank the Monmouth Hawks for joining us this afternoon, Coach King Rice and Jack Collins. Guys, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be here.
Of course, no problem.
Guys, happy to have you here as we talk a little bit about, you know, the start of this year and just going from year one to year two in the CAA and seeing the growth for you guys and the opportunity and the success you had. And how are you able to build on that going into this year?
Well, I think we've been able to switch leagues before, and it takes some time just to get used to it. You start out, you're at the bottom because you made a big jump. Then last year, I think we finished around eighth, and we really took care of home court, and didn't really figure out the road until late and got one win. And that's where, you know, we thought we could have maybe even made a bigger jump if we could have figured that out a little bit. So I think just continuing to play great basketball at home and being better on the road, just as a club in general, will really help us. And then having some guys back that we think are really good, with Jack and Jarrett and Abdi and Boog Robinson, and you know, those guys taking a major step and having a chance to play a big role last year for us, will enable us, I think, to sustain some upward movement. And you know, I think it's fair where we're picked, but I think we're looking to even move up a little bit closer to the top of the league.
You know, you touched on the home road situation from last year, and looking at your schedule this year, you played 12 of 13 non-conference games away from Monmouth. What was the rationale behind that, to schedule in that way? Obviously, you typically play a lot of tough high major games, but pretty much the extreme this year with playing 12 of the 13 away from home.
Well, that's only happened one other time. And it was earlier when I first got here, and I had a strong, strong team. And this wasn't intentional. This wasn't King trying to play some crazy schedule. This is changing college basketball. Okay, we're in a new league. The travel is different. It costs a lot more to do all the things that we want to do. So this year we played a lot of road games and took on a heavier lift than normal to help with all those things. And, you know, hopefully it's not a thing where we have to do this every year, but this year, with NIL and all the other things and our budgets, you know, we had to bite the bullet this year and play these high major games so we can do all the things that we need to do for Monmouth basketball here in New Jersey.
Going to go to questions here and start with Steve.
Hey, King, you know, you're into practice now for about a month. How has it been coming together in terms of all the new pieces kind of fitting together?
Good to see you, Steve. I'll tell you, these kids have been amazing. I think it really helped that we had most of them here this summer, that we went on a foreign tour. So they had, you know, outside of our big guys, these guys have been together pretty much in the summer and got to know each other. So getting them together once everybody got to school hasn't really been as hard as most people, because we had a jump start. But they've been amazing. They're working hard every day. I'm pushing for more. Sometimes I'm wondering if I'm pushing for too much, but they keep responding. Because we're trying to be super aggressive on both ends of the floor this year to make you have to play how we want you to play. And these guys have adjusted to it. We have a lot of bodies, even with our injuries. And we're really getting after it in practice, and we like the direction it's going so far.
How are you health-wise?
Well, we have a few guys out. Jarrett had surgery two weeks ago. He has a sports hernia. We are fortunate that we figured that out before the season started. So he's already been, he got surgery 2 weeks ago. So he's already back running, and he started shooting yesterday. Abdi has a little hip thing that's been just nagging him, and so he's been limited, but he's a kid that doesn't ever want to sit out, so that's been hard for him, and I've been trying to force him to have to sit out, because explaining to him that we need him more when we start the season than we need him for these practices. Jack has he's just our toughest kid, but he hurt his groin, he hurt his foot, but he hasn't missed any time. But I worry about him because he plays so hard. Jordan, our transfer from Georgia Tech, has been having some knee problems. So, and then our big man Doc from Cleveland State, he's had some issues too, so he's been limited. So, like a lot of teams, we have some guys out, but that's the good thing that we have a lot of bodies. And guys have really filled in, and new guys are learning positions, so we can continue to practice and move things forward.
Terrific. Thanks, King.
Want to go next to Adam?
Hi there, King. Thanks for being on. My first question for you, and I might get to one with Jack Collins here in a minute, but I just wanted to ask how you feel Boog and Abdi in particular, are and Jarrett. The three of them had pretty stellar freshman campaigns there in Monmouth. I saw some of your games and saw how each of them were growing as freshmen. How do you see their jump happening between freshman and sophomore? How are each of them looking?
Well, I learned from Coach Schmidt that most of the time, that's when you make your biggest jump. So we're obviously expecting that big jump for all of them. This summer, they were tremendous. Abdi was shooting the ball at such a high clip, but he showed he could be a playmaker also, which was great to see. So he's not, people can't just run him off the line this year. I thought you could do that a little bit last year, but he's an all-around player, and his confidence is through the roof. Jarrett has just continued to get better. He came to us as a young guy that just could run and jump, but now he shoots over 40 from three. His defense has been incredible the whole time, but now he's stronger. He's gained 20 pounds. He still looks very slim, but now he's up around 185, 195, something like that. So he's starting to look different. And Boog Robinson, I think his step, sometimes Book, he's always been our warrior and our tough guy, but sometimes that would get him in trouble. And he's taken a giant step of controlling some of his aggression. And now he's just playing super hard and being a leader in practice. So I think that's the way he's going to make his biggest step. So there's a chance we could be out there with Boog and Jarrett and Jack Collins. And that's a great defensive lineup right there that could give people some problems.
Excellent. Thank you, King. And if you don't mind, if I ask a question for Jack too.
Go
Sure.
ahead.
Thanks. Jack, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Good to talk to you again. You're going into your junior year now. This is your hometown Division I program. How does it feel to be a junior and be what I would assume you're the de facto leader of this team this year? Tell me about how you're growing as a leader of the Hawks.
It's super cool. Like I said, being at home, being in my hometown, I grew up 20 minutes from here. I got to see Monmouth when they were really good, when they had bad times, when they had good times. Coach has been here for 13, 14 years now, so he's been around for a long time, and just kind of being able to grow up, and I can't even believe this is year three already. It feels like it's gone super fast. I remember freshman year when I was just running around, diving on balls and stuff. It was kind of just out there, but. No, it's super exciting. I'm kind of happy to step into that role. All these guys are great. They work super, super hard. They're energetic. They want to win. They want to learn, which is the biggest thing. I think you get a group of guys that want to work together, for one common goal is the biggest thing. And I'm just trying to lead them in that direction. I've gotten lucky to play a lot of minutes here already. And playing some big spots. So I just think that trying to use what I know for some of the new guys and some of the young guys that we got, and try to lead them in that right direction, and hopefully, at the end of the year we can end up at the top of the conference.
Thank you, guys.
Jaden.
Hey, King, how are you, man?
How you doing, brother?
Very
Good to
good.
see you.
Thank you for asking. Always good to hear from you. It's hard to replace a talent and a leader like what you had last year in your son, but you got great contributions from Abdi and from Andrew on the Italy trip over the summer. How much will those two help bridge the gap to replace Sanders' scoring? And how do you go about finding a new starter at the five spot after what Nikita gave you?
Well, I think by committee with all of our guys, you know, Xander was a different type of leader. He wasn't the most vocal guy. He was a guy that was going to be in the gym all the time. He's going to encourage you. He wasn't a guy that was going to scream at you when you made mistakes. So he tried to show guys how you can do leadership. And I think because he was so close with them and the way he went about leading, you know, now guys are willing to step into that role. And I think Jack Collins, just because the way he plays, and now he's comfortable talking more. You know, he knows he's one of the main guys in the whole program. So now it's like like you're supposed to in your family. As you grow up, you have new responsibilities. So I think Jack is going to be our vocal leader. Abdi, with his confidence, talks more than any kid, that sometimes it's even more than you would like. Not as much as Jakari, but Abdi's going to talk, and it's and contagious, and that helps everybody's confidence. And Andrew had an incredible, incredible summer, but we're still working on confidence with him. But he had a great scrimmage. He tried to dunk on someone center. He really was getting to his spots. He's playing harder. He's boxing out, going after rebounds. So Andrew could be a kid that makes a big, big jump. And, you know, he redshirted last year, so a lot of people forgot about him. But he's a skilled kid that can do a lot of things. And then, you know, replacing Nikita, you know, a couple years ago we had Walker Miller. Everybody didn't think, coming from Carolina, he was a walk-on. Walker Miller goes 16-8. Okay, then we get Nikita, and everybody's, oh, man, this kid never played, and he didn't this, he didn't that, and he goes 10 or 12-9. All right, and now we have three big guys. Jordan Mika from Georgia Tech is as good of a defensive center as we've had here, okay? He punches stuff off the glass. He's very unselfish. He doesn't even look to score, but he gets some baskets just because he's so athletic. And then we have Chris Morgan from North Texas that is from a basketball family, but he's had a bunch of injuries, but he's a big body, big man that scores on the block and can rebound, and he's super tough out of Texas. And then we got a big man, Doc, center African young man, and I can't pronounce his last name right, so I'm not even going to try it. But Doc is 6'11", 7 feet, lefty, punches things, great on the block, just tremendous, tremendous so far. And, you know, so now we have three big guys to replace one. And during the scrimmage, we only had two of them, and they ended up with, I want to say, like 28-12 combined. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay at the five spot if we can figure out how to rotate them. And we'll be able to do some things. We ain't had shot blockers like this maybe ever since I've been the coach. So we're going to have some fun with some traps with our five men. We'll drop some. We'll hard hedge. We just got a lot of different ways we can play with these big guys. And we have a chance with our point guard getting after you, with Jarrett and Jack and Boog and one of these centers to be great on defense. So we're looking to get after people and really – see if our defense can carry us.
Sounds good, King. Good luck this season. See you soon.
All right, brother.
All right, King. Jack, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and we really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you guys start the season in a couple weeks.